This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to BFM 89.9. I'm Roshan Kunnison together with Wong Xiaoning, and we're taking a look at really the variety of analysts that we've had over the last day of coverage and leading up to the swearing-in ceremony of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as our 8th Prime Minister. And what we're going to be taking... It's not the last day of coverage. We're going to be continuing this, as I think, for the foreseeable future, as long as there's something to be covered. And now taking a look at... right now, we're going to be taking a look at media. And the media reforms was one of the areas being closely watched under the Pakatan Harapan administration. Earlier this month, the previous government had started the ball rolling on the establishment of the Malaysian Media Council.
Now that we're seeing a new government come into power, of course, there's concern that the reforms being tabled could be undone. So joining us on the line is Gayatri
Venkateswaran, who's the Assistant Professor of Media and Communication at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. She's also part of the pro-term committee set up in January to finalise the framework of the Malaysia Media Council. Gayatri, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. It's a very tense day.
Yeah, indeed. And so, Gayatri, let's talk. Let's take a, your view. What do you make of the political developments that have taken place over the past week?
Well, I think, you know, without doubt, it's very emotional for a lot of people. And I think that's what politics is about. Often, it is, you know, very emotional decisions because we are attached to it. We are attached to how the country is governed, the kind of people who we put into power. That's why sometimes it's also very difficult to make sense of what happens. And I think given the last week, you know, it's been sort of a back and forth, you're not knowing exactly after you come back from dinner what the announcement is going to be. But I think that really has put a lot of people on high levels of anxiety, and you know, myself as well, because I think this was not totally unexpected. I think we've been despite knowing, of course, differences and challenges, that this wasn't what we expected in, you know, just under 2.5 years since the election.
And Gayatri, as a member of the pro-term committee, are you concerned about what might happen to the Malaysian Media Council now that we have a new government?
Well, clearly the idea to have a media council, which is not a new one, but it had been elaborated in the Pakatan manifesto. So it was a vision, it was somewhat of a promise with regards to reform. So the pro-term committee was formed sort of like within that ambit, right? Here's a promise that we had made. And this is what we are offering. So I won't speak on behalf of the committee, but I think that is a sense that we're getting, that where do we go? What is our status at the moment? I think for us, and I think many of us, this is a long journey. For many people, it had started even way before the 2018 election. So if we see it in the long run, regardless of what and who comes into power, the campaign for a free media, the campaign for self-regulation will have to continue, yeah, irrespective of what and who is in power. So specifically on the committee itself, well, we'll have to wait and see, because whoever comes in, we don't know what their vision is going to be. But I can say that while we may not want to be speculative, but given the history of those who are now sort of behind what could be the government, look, they've had a very bad history when it comes to freedom of expression and media freedom. They've had 60 years. They actually went deeper and deeper in terms of control rather than freeing up. So historically, they've not had a good record. Are they going to be much more open? We don't know. But I just think that the campaign for greater spaces for the media will have to continue irrespective of who is actually going to be the government.
And so now there's a doubt that Malaysians will see the change in tone. No, there was no doubt that Malaysians have seen a change in tone. And I think the last 2 years, when it comes to media and freedom of expression post G14, are you worried that this will be will change or will be reversed?
Yes, but at the same time, I think we also recognize. So let me answer the yes first. Yes, I think in fact these few days we will see the kind of different narratives, or at least different contestations of ideas. So it is going to be tense. I also think that some people are very cognizant of what they are saying because they are worried, right? You don't know if you are going to be able to, the sort of freedom after speech, yeah? So people are worried, and I think that is very, very sad that we have turned very quickly. In a way, the genie was out of the bottle. It's very hard to put the genie back in. But at the same time, we have had a long history of, you know, the culture of fear. And within that 1 week, you can see people sort of like turning already the way that they're speaking. So I think there are legitimate concerns that we could see a reversal. There's no assurances from any party that, you know, that these freedoms are, you know, they will be defending these freedoms. There isn't any. So I think that the concern is real that we could see a reversal. I just hope that those who have been in the media, in the forefront to actually push a lot of the agendas, the discussions, will keep pushing it. But I do think it's going to be challenging again.
And do you think the government led, or does the government led by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin have good reason to prioritise media reforms in their agenda? What would you tell them?
Again, we can't speculate what it is that they would want to do. They have not come out to say, look, this is the reason why we are leaving the coalition. I think it has been very party politics in that sense. It's politicking. It is not based on, I would say, clear ideologies, and any sense of where their breakup is tends to be very parochial interest rather than actual differences in I think the reform agenda. I think it has somehow shown that these factions are willing to take advantage of parochial interest, and that is very disappointing. So there was no one came out to say, hey, okay, the Pakatan manifesto was actually not that good. Actually, we have an alternative one which we are going to offer. Nothing like that was brought up. Whether they have one, we'll have to wait and see. But I'll just refer back to what I said earlier. There's no history of a progressive agenda. I think if we take, for those who have been in UMNO and been in government, as well as their sort of fellow parties, right? We've not seen that actually in the past. Why would that be something that we should be hopeful for? Should they have a media reform agenda? I think they should, because that's what we want governments to do. But I also fear that, you know, this is a government that has endorsed very, very bad practices. I would be very suspicious of this government. And I think, you know, just by extension, I don't think this will be a priority for them. And in fact, they might. Just the last point on that, the discussions about why we've not seen reforms in some of the legislation, I suspect it is because these are the forces within the government that have been the barrier to pushing for those reforms like sedition and the like.
So just on that point, Gayathri, Pakatan Harapan has had, or did have at least about two years to realise their reforms, including the media reform that mm-hmm. they championed during G14. Do you think they missed mm-hmm. their opportunity? And do you think they missed their opportunity here?
I think in some aspects they had opened up the possibilities, the opportunities. We would have wanted, you know, I think our criticism, at least I speak on behalf of some initiatives in terms of civil society and academia, we would have wanted to see a bit more. But I think, there were some positive steps that they had taken. For example, reviewing the Official Secrets Act and actually coming up with a proposal for a right to information law. I think that is a significant sort of opening. I think a lot in the media would say that, hey, we've not actually had the kind of pressures, which is also fantastic for the media, even though we didn't see the legislative changes to guarantee that. But there were, in terms of the practices, the spaces, I think a lot in the media would say that, you know, it was much more free for them. So the practices had not been supported by the legislative change, but I think the tone that they had set was at least encouraging. So I would say that there are pluses and minuses given the 2.5 years. But, you know, I think to snatch it away and then say, well, you see, until this point, nothing happened, then it's also being unfair to them. I think there were definitely some steps taken. They could have done a bit better in terms of consultation. And this, you know, but this is a criticism that we have even given to the BN in the past, you know, in terms of consultation. So I would say plus and minuses in that sense.
Thank you for joining us today, Gayathri.
Thank you.
That was Gayathri Venkateswaran, Assistant Professor of Media and Communications at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, really rounding off her perspective on when it comes to the media. And we're heading into some messages now. And to keep you company, is this it by The Strokes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.